SBS Russian. Ваша диаспора, ваши истории.
Here I have with me in the studio Australian Tatar Russian singer musician Zulia Kamalova. Zulia recently released her new album, 6 Days Loving, but it also has authentic name in Tatar language, and I would try to pronounce it Altekin Yaratu. That's it on my Tatar pronunciation and knowledge. Welcome to SBS Chill, Zulia, and congratulations with this new album.
Thank you for having me.
I would like to introduce you to our audience because I know you for a few years and you've been in the Australian musical stage for more than 15 years. Let's talk a bit about your previous musical works, the genre you work in. Mic's on you.
Okay. Well, it's a bit of a long story, but yes, I have been around and I have got quite a few different albums and projects and various things. And mostly people would know me as a singer of a Tatar origin. And often people ask me, where is Tatarstan? Tatarstan is in Russian Federation, but it is quite a strong different culture and different language. So yes, I started more or less with performing Tatar music in my own interpretations, and then I also write in Tatar and English and Russian as well, because that's also a big part of my background. And I make albums. I've got a band, Zulia and the Children of the Underground, and I've worked with various other people, done a bit of theatre. Anyway, long story. Most recent is 6 Days Loving, Altekin Yaratu, which I recorded with a producer who is of a Dutch origin, Michiel Hollanders. It's written to the poetry of a Tatar poet, Yıldız Minulina.
How different this recent album is to all your previous works, considering the fact that most of it you spent with the band Zulia and mm-hmm. Children from the Underground?
Well, before the band, I recorded 4 albums, and then with the band, I've made 4 albums, and I also made this an electronic album called Cosmostan, which is very electronic sounding, retro futuristic, in fact. But this one has got elements of both acoustic and electronic, and I guess it features Michiel Hollanders on a lot of different instruments. The musician who is mostly plays on it. We have a few guests also, but yeah, they're just songs that I wrote to this poetry, and it's quite lyrical and quite, oh, I don't know. I think it sounds beautiful. I think it's best just to play it.
So most of our listeners won't really understand what it's all about. Mm-hmm. I mean, the name of the album speaks for itself, mm-hmm. 6 Days of Loving. Mm-hmm. But can we expand a bit more on those lyrics?
Yes. This is a poetry cycle by Yıldız Minulina dedicated to someone who's just fallen in love, and they're very shy and quite apprehensive about it, and so each day is how, you know, kind of is a trajectory of how they feel from day to day. It's quite touching.
Do you consider this album in a way of another serious milestone, because it literally diverts from your genre, at least what I heard?
To a degree, not. I wouldn't say it goes too far, but I think my main goal is to create beautiful music, and I like to have a bit of a concept as far as the musical approach is concerned. And in this one, I wanted to explore the subtle connection of acoustic and electronic sounds. You can barely hear the electronics in there, but it really adds, it lifts it to, makes it more dreamy and contemporary, I suppose.
Probably to wrap up the interview, I still wanted to emphasize the ethnic side of your art, of your performances. How much does it play out in terms of how much you've been accepted, you feel, in the music industry in Australia?
Oh, well, I guess I always feel like I'm a bit of educator as far as telling everyone where Tatar music comes from and how it's different from Russian, for example. Although generally speaking, people just get moved by the music. They don't care that much if they don't understand the language anyway. But often people can tell that it is not Russian. But I guess for me, yes, it is. It's been quite an incredible feat, really, to see that I found a listener here, and there are people who have found it interesting enough to listen to. And but I guess I feel like it's not just because of me, it's because also my band and the musicians I've been working with and being dedicated to the quality music.
So just to find out more, let's direct the listeners to your website or wherever you'd prefer.
Yes, Zulya.com is very easy to remember, Zulya.com. And yeah, there's information about all my releases and biography and whatnot. And you can find that music there as well.
Thank you, Zulya. It was a pleasure.
Thank you.
Оставьте комментарий к понравившемуся эпизоду и подпишитесь на подкасты SBS Russian, чтобы получать регулярные оповещения о новых эпизодах. Вы можете найти нас на любом подкаст-приложении.